Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we all go through that repeater config, and there's a couple of stanzas that you could do stuff with, and I'm sure I did the same thing that you did when I first tried it, and then just tinkering and whatnot, and I'm sure Dave helped me too, and figured it out, and but yeah, that's normal. What am I doing? Kind of a project at my desk here. I have three monitors. One was 4K and two were not. A while back, I bought two more 4K monitors, which allowed me to utilize my three monitor stands. So all three monitors are on one stand instead of having three bases. And then I wanted my 7610 HF radio right in front of me underneath the center monitor, so I had to buy a little shelf. Anyway, long story short, I'm rearranging my desk and all of my equipment. I think I got everything placed where I want it, and now I just gotta, excuse me, clean up wiring. So it'll be a very long project, but should be a little nicer to operate when I'm done.
Yeah, same here. I bought a big, not an expensive one, bought it from Micro Center, a big 40-inch, maybe 30, 20, 38, 35, whatever it was, curved monitor, just a cheapy one, not very high resolution. I mean, it's only like 60 hertz refresh rate, but that's fine. I'm not a gamer. And then I got another 27 and one that I got a Linux programs on. So, and I play around with Ubuntu, something like that on that one. And so that one's kind of cool. And what I got running on that one, I got that P25 scanner in it. And I also run AllStar, but right now my AllStar is running on the PyStar node because I'm going to my refrigerator. I gotta figure this out. Because I'm taking one to work. So that's where it all started with all the quickie codes and everything else like that. So I figured, okay, for work, PyStar is good enough, and that's what I'm going to do. NAKPB.